Today on the Southern California Real Estate Report, we talk about the first transit-oriented housing project to get approved and underway under the new fast-track housing law. Stay tuned.
Good morning and welcome to Southern California Real Estate Report. This is Bob McGuire and Daniel Wise coming to you from sunny San Diego. Getting to the end of our quarantine, sort of.
Things
going
are
into
starting.
Stage two, right? Or
yeah,
phase two.
That's exciting.
It is exciting, right?
It just makes you feel more comfortable, I think. That's important to keep in mind.
I think we're making some progress. So kind of an interesting topic today. We have been, Danielle and I have been tracking this. We've been talking about it a lot. These
right.
are some of the things that we follow up with, right? Like from previous podcasts that we always say, hey, we'll follow up with this. And this is one of those things. So we've talked in the past about SB 375,
right,
which is basically a fast track, dense housing. I guess what would you say? It's like a bill that was passed by the state legislature saying
exactly.
if you're on a transit line and you follow the guidelines of the bill, you can skip over some of the CEQA process to get high density developments done on transit lines. San Diego has its first one.
Yay.
So yay, right? Apparently Santa Monica and Los Angeles have been pretty active in doing these. So I don't know how many are up there specifically, but this is the first one in San Diego. So this law was put on the books in 2008, right? So I don't know how I feel about
12 years.
Yeah. 12 years. So now maybe that's because there wasn't a transit line or all the worlds didn't connect right, right? Because you need to have a site, you need to have all the stuff that you're looking for.
Right. So it's quite it takes a lot.
Yeah.
And, honestly the transit lines in San Diego have been kind of growing and progressing.
Yeah.
So, we've gotten
yeah. So you've got to find the transit. So the transit line has to come first, and then you have to find the
right.
site. And it seems like most of these transit lines, in this particular case, this is a trolley line. So it's going to be in a high density area, right? So it's not easy to find a big enough site to do the higher density projects. This one happens to be a 156 unit housing and commercial project. It's located. It's going to be near the new trolley line in Western Claremont. And it met all the criteria of the Senate Bill 375. And what this does is it accelerates the construction timelines and it streamlines all the environmental approvals. So that's a good thing. So we think that, anything that can get around the CEQA process faster is good for developers. It's good for our housing crisis.
Right.
It's good for our real
we
estate market.
We forget that even through this COVID-19 crisis that we're in, we are still also in a housing crisis.
Yep, exactly. So the part of the criteria includes being within a half a mile of the transit line. You have to use water efficiently, which, that usually comes to low flow fixtures and things like that. It's hard to not have water efficient things here in California. It can't impact any historical structures, and it can't reduce any of the affordable housing in that area. So you couldn't take, like, let's say, a blighted apartment building that had Section 8 tenants and take them out and tear it down.
No.
That makes sense. So a lot of that in Los Angeles was going on for a while, and so they've kind of put a stop to that. They're trying to keep the Section 8 tenants as much as they can and the people that need more affordable housing options. They're saying that, this is going to be a mixed-use project. It's going to be basically in the Bay Park area. So it's going to be nice. It's going to be called Bayview. It's going to include 16 rent-restricted units of 40,000 square feet of commercial space. It's going to have a market, restaurants, a fitness area, and co-working space. The apartment.
We'll see if that changes.
Yeah, right, exactly. The apartment component, it's going to be a mix of studios, one-bedroom units, and two-bedroom units. There's going to be a terrace open to the public, 399 parking spaces for residents. So the interesting thing is about this is they did not do the zero parking thing for this.
Well, and I believe we've actually talked about it. It might not be this particular project, but we have talked about a project before, and it wouldn't be surprising if it was the same one, just altered over the year or so before we talked about it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they kept the parking.
Yeah.
Which I know in the last podcast we did on a similar project, they did not have.
Yeah. So this is going to be the trolley line that's basically going to connect Old Town to La Jolla and to UC San Diego.
Right.
So it's probably going to change it's going to be interesting, right? Because UC San Diego, a lot of the rental stock around that campus is in the UTC. So right. I'm wondering with this trolley line and having a change in the trolley line, if that's going to change. Like, does Bay Park become more – do some of these go to students? I don't know. That'll be interesting, and it'll be interesting to see what the rents are. But, you know, having this trolley line, I wonder if it's going to change some of the student housing options now, you know, and if that's going to affect some of the neighborhoods for rent. I don't know. You know, it'll be interesting to see.
That UCSD – has a lot of student housing.
Yeah, they do on campus, right? And
a lot.
Around campus. Yeah.
And even if you are a grad student, they offer some options. And I had a friend that lived in one as a grad student, and it's really affordable.
Yeah.
In comparison to what rent is in the UTC.
Or like around San Diego State or stuff like that too, you know.
Yeah.
As opposed to other student housing options.
I don't know if it's affordable compared to other student housing options. It's affordable to rent at the campus compared to what it would cost you to rent in the neighborhood.
Off campus. Well, this will be interesting. So these are the projects that we're really going to pay close attention to. So it's interesting, you know, these new mixed-use projects and these higher density projects, I wonder if they really are going to, you know, if they're going to meet the needs of what we're looking for housing, you know? In other words, do we need, like, more single-family home development, or do people really want this kind of tighter urban, you know?
That's a great question. Yeah. I think the problem is that we have to go more urban.
Yeah.
You know, things obviously are changing. I don't think that this COVID-19 is going to completely change the way we live, but
yeah.
I do think that it's an interesting time to start thinking about housing development
because
what does this mean in going forward?
And what does the work at home aspect mean?
Obviously, if you're renting a studio or one bedroom, you're single likely or a couple. You know, you're not a person with a family. A two bedroom, maybe you are. But by that point, you're probably thinking single family or condo, three bedroom, two bedroom, something to own or at least rent that's a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
So this seems to really focus on kind of the probably late 20s, early 30s type of demographic is my guess.
It is high density, you know, when you think about it.
Yeah.
And when you think about the math of it and the numbers, I mean, it's
100. It's still technically Bay Park, though, right?
Yeah, but still, 156 units, 40,000 square feet of commercial on a, you know, the site itself is 3.55 acres. So that's going to be pretty much zero lot line, tight space. So that's the only thing that I'm kind of wondering, like you're saying, you know, are people going to want to live in such close proximity to each other still? Or, you know, eventually this is all going to change. But the question is, is this a transition housing project? You know, is this something where a first time buyer maybe buys in here if it is going to be for sale units? Or is it something that it's actually the opposite? It's someone who's downsizing who wants to live there and have the convenience of using the trolley.
You wonder, right?
I do wonder. I'm just not sure, you know.
Yeah, and, you know,
because it's not a very walkable neighborhood, you know.
No, but with a trolley line, you can get everywhere.
Yeah, right.
That's awesome. So you wonder, you know, are people going to want to use trolley? Like, how long is the recovery from COVID-19 going to take? Like, are we going to be using the trolley? Who's going to be using the trolley?
It's hard to say.
It's hard to say.
It's hard
to say. You know, the one thing I always think of I always felt, especially living where I do, it's like I'm trapped by freeways. So at night, it's really hard for me to go to anywhere other than the 7-Eleven up the street from my house.
Yeah.
And I never really appreciated it until COVID-19 because I realized at least I had like a lot of, like I have a canyon. So I can like, I don't have neighbors on one side of me.
Right.
And that, so even though I'm blocked by a freeway, I can't go anywhere.
Right. You know, you're stuck.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Right.
So I wonder if people are going to be looking for more properties like ours that are on canyon to have more room or single family.
Give more privacy and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. You wonder how that's going to change in going forward.
It's going to be interesting. So so this project is – so just so if anyone wants to know where it's located, so the site is – so it's on South Marina Boulevard, and it's on the – basically – in Gulf Street, South Marina Boulevard, right. And Claremont. So those are the three streets that are surrounding it. So it's at a confluence of, you know, pretty busy areas and pretty busy streets.
Too. So you can still drive places. Claremont, you know, is interesting. Bay Park has grown up.
Yeah.
You know, there's some stuff around there.
And it is going to have some cool stuff. So it's going to include enhanced pedestrian connections, designated bike parking, a mobility hub to support transit ridership that would include charging stations for bikes and scooters.
Cool.
So it is going to be like a core area where people are going to come and go, and probably commuters who use the trolley line maybe to get into the UTC or things like that, they can, or even downtown, are going to, you know, use that as a place to go to it. So we'll keep an eye on these. This is the first of what we hope are many. We've been curious, Danielle and I have talked a lot about where we are in San Diego. For our San Diego listeners, we're in Kearny Mesa, and Kearny Mesa is a pretty core area, and we're expecting some of these transit line developments to pop up around Kearny Mesa. We haven't seen any permits yet or anything like that. Nothing's kind of come on our radar as of lately.
Might be
there's
one. But
yeah.
It's like, you know, they're talking about like 2030 or 2040 or something.
Yeah, it's still out there.
Yeah.
This one will be done. They're saying that this project, just so everyone knows, this is a project that will be completed. They're shooting for, it sounds like 2022.
Right around the corner.
Yeah, right around the corner, right?
Yeah. Especially
so,
for most people, 2020 is a...
Yeah, so they're expecting it to be completed in the summer of 2022, and that's shortly after the new trolley line is scheduled to begin operation. So,
great.
So we'll keep an eye on other projects, and thanks for listening today. This has been the Southern California Real Estate Report.